The Hays Area Chamber of Commerce is preparing for their annual banquet. Stephen Pate and Sarah Wassinger stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Our biggest event of the year. We are so excited as pretty much a brand new team outside of Nicole keeping us in the ring together for our first chamber banquet together, January 28th. It's coming up.
It is the year of the banquet.
We've talked about this banquet before, but it's kind of a big deal for your organization. It's like your big, I don't know.
It's our crescendo.
Event. Yes. Culminating event.
Culminating event. There you go.
Yes. That's what I
like crescendo
to
too, though.
They're both good.
Oh, C words. We're good.
So you want to give us like the the quick recap on what that actually is, and I don't even know. It's been weeks since we've talked. I don't know at this point if you can even still get nominated, or is that all gone?
So nominations were actually due this last Friday. We had a great pool of candidates who were nominated and businesses this year, so we are very excited. Just a little teaser, we do have our nominating committee that will be making those selections this week, Wednesday. So we will be keeping things tightly under wraps. And of course, we don't share who the winners are until the night of the banquet. It's all hush hush.
How does that work? I mean, is it like a secret ballot kind of thing, or do they all get together and chat it out?
It's pretty secret stuff, but we can share a little bit. We have our committee of board directors who get together, and it's the president or the chair-elect, and then three other members of the board review all the applications. And then based on the criteria that we've been sharing leading up to today, they go ahead and make the selection for the person who's been the most impactful or the business that has shown the traits of each award. So we're excited. And then, of course, we have to make sure that person or that business gets to the banquet to be recognized. And that, I think, will be the most exciting part. Nicole's kind of given us a few tips and tricks as to how it's worked in the past, but we get to be a little sneaky.
Very cloak and dagger.
Yeah.
If you will. No dagger, just cloak.
I just have one more follow-up question on this. How many awards am I going to win?
Well, I can't tell you. I'd have to kill you.
I mean, best beard and best hair in the business. I mean, if we're being real right now, I mean,
that could work.
It's just the season of giving good compliments.
we can add a seventh award next year.
We're moving past that now.
Very good.
Okay. Well, so the banquet's coming up. Where can people go to get more information about the banquet if they want to attend as a, you know, potential recipient?
Sure. So tickets are on sale for $60 a piece. And of course, we have restricted tables for businesses who have the banquet tables built into their due structure. But we also have non-reserved tables. So anybody who would want to attend, you don't per se need to be a chamber member. It's a great event to come to, even if you're not in the chamber world. And we would love to have chamber and non-chamber folks there. Tables are on sale. We still would have some tables if you would want to get a table of 12 together. Those are $720, so 60 times 12. We don't do a break on that just because we do frequently get close to the selling out point. So we will be giving 6 awards away again this year. And we just found out yesterday we're going to be having the Hays Symphony String Quartet. We'll be playing in the atrium at Fort Hays State University from 5:30 to 6:30. So you'll get to listen to some music stylings by them as you go upstairs for the social hour at 5:30.
And they are amazing.
They're very good.
I caught them at an event, I don't remember what, but recently. And ooh, blew me away.
Yes, they will kind of just soothe your soul with their music. So we're excited to have them participate as well. And we would be remiss if we did not share what the menu is going to be that night. So Stephen and Scott and Scott, mind you, is the skinniest person for how much he eats. I wish
he's
I had
a bottomless
that.
pit. That man loves dessert.
I would kill for his metabolism, but. So we are going to be catered by Chartwell's that evening, and we'll be treated to a salad, a traditional Caesar salad, and the entree is going to be beef burgundy, and I can tell you it tantalized my taste buds. I was pretty excited to get to taste that. It is simmered in red wine beef stock and served with mashed potatoes and garlic green beans, and to top it all off, there's going to be some delectable chocolate and white cake with a fruit compote.
Mm. Going very Midwest this year, meat and potatoes. Good stuff.
Sounds amazing.
So when everybody is done wasting their time on their New Year's resolutions, they can come have a really good meal.
My resolutions have nothing to do with eating any less. So
I've been talking about that the last couple of days, and it's nuts. Nobody sticks with it. I don't even know why we all try.
I don't even try anymore.
I shouldn't say nobody.
I was looking at a meme yesterday, and it's like my goal for 2020 is to start working on my 2019 goals that I had thought about doing in 2018. And then they were the ones that I like originally came up with in like 2014. So I think we always want to be better. It's that real desire to do that. You just have to own it, though. You got to really want it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You got to really want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
I'm not that motivated.
And it makes it that much more tough because everybody has the same resolutions at the same time. So the gyms get packed. And then, the locals that go every single month throughout the year, they're annoyed because their weight racks are taken. And then it's just a lot of tension. And I mean, it's what it is.
And the people that work there. I have a friend that works at a gym here in town and was dreading January.
So I went yesterday morning to the Center for Health Improvement just to give them a quick shout out because they are doing a solid for businesses and giving some folks a week to taste what the gym life is like. And I went yesterday morning at 6 o'clock, and I'm not going to lie, I was surprised by how many people weren't there with it being the new year.
Huh.
But great facility. Anyway, just a shameless plug for one of our awesome chamber members.
They are a cool facility. I went down there. We did a video. Oh, I don't know. I think it was part of our 12 Days of Christmas promotion. And got to see some of that in action. Yeah. And it looks good down there.
Set up for sure.
Yeah.
Daycare.
Not to knock any of the other business or the gyms in town, but yeah, they've got the whole, and you said it, childcare.
Yes.
How handy is
it's
that?
Huge. 100% huge. Well, I mean, the thing that I like about, cause I'm always a big fan of competition. I think if you have one specific marketplace within your community, like for say a gym, you kind of limit people. I mean, cause Munch Fitness, that's a totally different atmosphere. You have the gym downtown. Of course, you have the rec.
Southland CrossFit.
Yes, exactly. You have five different, facilities in town that, could tickle your fancy, whichever you prefer. So I think childcare is one of the biggest things, especially, right after the workday or, on your way, drop them off, get your workout done, take them to daycare, take them to their babysitter, and then boom, you're off to work. So whatever fits your schedule.
Exactly. Well, we should probably, before we run out of time, look at the calendar for this week, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we are kind of short this month, just with it coming up to planning on the banquet and getting everything locked down for that. January 9th, we're going to have our advisory council retreat. And that basically the HOIP advisory council, they get together and discuss and plan for the Young Professionals program for the year ahead. So that'll be, again, January 9th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then Chamber Chat comes up on January 10th, and that will be downtown in the Chestnut Building in the lobby for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And, of course, again, that'll be January 10th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
We have one event that did not quite make the calendar. Our team captain and co-captain meeting for our ambassadors will also meet tomorrow at the Hayes Welcome Center at 3:30. So we're excited to have them join us as well.
You guys, you're set up in that Welcome Center, right?
Yes.
Which was built,
2008.
Oh, okay. So goodness, 10 years ago.
Yes.
More than 10.
12.
12.
Yep. He was doing the math.
This is why I write and talk for a living rather than math.
Same.
Because I would destroy the bridge. The road would fall apart. It would be bad. It's a really cool facility down there. And
yes,
I think even if you live here in town, you should pop in there once in a while. You guys, you're all set up, and it's not just your organization. It's also
Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau
CBB.
Is housed there, and then the Hayes City of Hayes IT department is down there as well.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
That's interesting. We're going to talk more about that off air because I don't think the listeners want to know about the IT department of Hayes. But you guys have the brochures out there and information, and there's always cool stuff going on that you can share. Or that is shared just by walking in.
Absolutely.
There.
Annette Barber, she's the first face you're going to see walking through the double doors. Probably one of the sweetest ladies I've ever met in my entire life. She's always full of information. She can pass calendar events on to you. We've always got hot coffee brewing. Our doors are always open. And I mean, you're very hard pressed to come in and not see a smiling face. So
it's a great place to work.
I mean, if you don't feel welcome at the Welcome Center, not really doing our jobs.
Well, that's true. I wasn't going to put it that way, but you said it. Well, guys, we're out of time. I just want one more thing. Where can you get more information about the Hayes Area Chamber of Commerce?
So you can visit us at discoverhayes.com or call us at 785-628-8201. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Perfect. Anything else to share, guys?
Just make sure you consider going to the banquet this year. It's going to be a big year, and we do have a special release that will be shared this year at the banquet that does not normally happen. So just a little bit of a teaser there, spoiler alert, that it's going to be a good one.
All right. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now.